Karima Brown, live,
online,
smartphones,
DSTV,
and 92.7
and 106 FM.
8 minutes after 8 o'clock, the EFF leader, Julius Malema, tweeted earlier today that he would be opening a criminal case against Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan. In his tweet, he says the charges will include money laundering, corruption, racketeering, fraud, contravention of the Intelligence Act and Prevention and Combating of Corruption Activities Act and perjury. Malema's move comes hours after Gordhan laid charges of criminal injury and incitement of violence and criminal defamation against the EFF leader and his colleague, Mr. Floyd Chivambu. The minister laid the charges at the Brooklyn Police Station in Pretoria this morning. We made several attempts to get hold of the EFF to find out, among other things, if they will be taking the evidence to the Zondo Commission of Inquiry. We've had no luck so far, and they have also not responded to our request for an interview. Well, to get a perspective from the Minister of Public Enterprises, we are now joined by his spokesperson, Mr. Adrian Lekay. Mr. Lekay, good evening and a warm welcome to the Karima Brown Show.
Good evening, Karima. Thank you again for the opportunity.
Now, in the latest tweet coming off Mr. Julius Malema's account, he says opening a criminal case against Pravin Gordhan tomorrow, 27th November 2018, 11 a.m. at Brooklyn Police Station. Charges will include money laundering, corruption, racketeering, fraud, contravention of the Intelligence Act and Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities and Perjury. Now, those are quite heavy charges. And, of course, we know that the EFF has also fought for the establishment of the Zondo Commission. Any idea why Mr. Malema would rather go to court than come to the Zondo Commission to ventilate some of these matters? Because that is, in fact, what Minister Gordhan has said. He had said if there is evidence, he will have to answer like everybody else. Why not bring these information to the Commission of Inquiry?
No, I don't know why, and I also don't know why now. The very day after charges were lodged against yourself, if you've been sitting on a body of evidence for all this time, do you choose to go to the police tomorrow? But that's another matter. Yes, that was the minister's appeal last week in closing before the Zondo Commission, to say that if there are people with credible evidence, to substantiate allegations against him, bring it to the commission and let it be, you know, answered or the veracity of it tested before the Deputy Chief Justice and the process that the commission has embarked on.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to see tomorrow what kind of evidence can be produced in the criminal complaint that is expected, but I'm none the wiser as I'm speaking to you this evening.
Now, let's go back to Mr. Pravin Gordhan's decision to lay criminal charges against Mr. Malema. There has been a sustained attack on Mr. Gordhan's person, on the job that he's doing, and also the fact that he has essentially experienced racism at the hands of the EFF. Some people call it race baiting. I'll just call it out and out racism. He was referred to as a dog. The evidence leader was referred to as that bastard. And of course, many organizations, including the churches and some civil society organizations, spoke about the element of hate, incitement to racial violence. And they compared it, for example, to places like Rwanda, where we saw a genocide in 1994 as we were beginning to experience our own economic breakthrough, where people used public spaces, the radio and so on, to call Tutsis cockroaches. And people compared the labeling of the minister by the EFF leader with that kind of talk, situating it way beyond just the South African context, but also just the global context of fascism and of narrow chauvinism. What do you think was the tip tipping factor for Mr. Gordhan that led to him going and making this case? Because he has been, like I said, the center of an attack of these people for a very long time.
I think the events of last week, and in particular on the 20th, provided a solid basis to proceed with, one, the criminal action that was lodged today with the police, and two, the civil action that is also today has been lodged before the Equality Court. Because this is pure intimidation of witnesses before the Zondo Commission. And the danger, of course, is other people who might in future would have wanted to present a case or evidence or statements to the commission may feel intimidated. And it is inexplicable why, as you said in your introduction, a party that has positioned itself as fighting and combating corruption, being willing to litigate against other political leaders in the past, a party that in 2016 was very vocal in their calls for Pravin Gordhan not to resign as Minister of Finance and to protect the Treasury. How that party in 2018 now plays the role of intimidating witnesses that want to present a case before the Zondo Commission about their knowledge and the experience of corruption. A party that effectively defends corrupt practices and individuals who are deeply implicated in corrupt practices. So when the President Cyril Ramaphosa delivered his State of the Nation in February this year, he was very emphatic. We need to clean up state-owned enterprises operationally and financially. Many of them are in deep trouble. We have to remove the boards. We have to change the management teams, and we have to fix their balance sheets. When Minister Pravin Gordhan was appointed to the position of Public Enterprises Minister, and he started to introduce actions exactly to carry out the directives of the President, he became a target. And the first allegations were, you are against black excellence. You are acting only against black individuals who have excelled through the ranks in SOEs. You are acting against black directors of state-owned companies because you cannot stand the prospect of African people taking leadership positions. That was the first set of allegations earlier this year. And so it mutates and it progresses, and then it includes your daughter, and then it includes your spokesperson. But the fact is, Pravin Gordhan is not alone or isolated in these attacks. Journalists, the media, the evidence leader of the Zondo Commission, the commission itself. So it seems like a big free-for-all that when you cannot have your way, it is to shout louder, to mobilize people to shout louder on your behalf, and to bring into question very legitimate processes like the Zondo Commission's work. You are actively calling into question the integrity and the impartiality of the Deputy Chief Justice. And actions like that, in my view, are very dangerous for democracy. You have just touched upon the example of Rwanda. And the question is, to what extent do we tolerate such undemocratic behavior?
I think the big thing for me, Adrian, is the fact that Julius Malema said, once you take a decision to go after Pravin, you must be ready. If you're not ready, don't come to the EFF. We've now taken a position to fight Pravin, and therefore you must know Pravin is going to fight dirty. There will be casualties. There can even be loss of life. If you are not ready for that, stand aside. I'm not scared. I'm ready. I'm prepared to confront them by one by one. And this is, of course, Mr. Malema. And as you say, it was not just Mr. Gordhan that faced these acts of intimidation. Journalists also faced it. In fact, one journalist wanted to leave the precinct last week, and she was told she could only leave if she say that Pravin is bad. And she was exhausted, and she had a deadline, and she said Pravin's bad, and she was kind of, you know, allowed to go. And what he said, essentially, it comes down to is that Mr. Gordhan is seen as the face of this attempt to come after African excellence, this face that is coming after black people. And it essentially suggests that Mr. Gordhan is in fact a racist. We've seen the president having to defend Pravin Gordhan on this matter, which in itself already is worrying. But here's the thing that also bothered me about Mr. Floyd Shivambu, because the attention wasn't so much on him because people didn't realize the actions were against both of them. In a blog by Mr. Floyd Shivambu dated the 19th of October, he says, Pravin Gordhan runs a cabal and operates a parallel state apparatus in South Africa, which can be accessed on this URL. And then, of course, it goes on. And then Mr. Shivambu makes various hateful and defamatory statements against Mr. Gordhan, which talks about him having proteges, him employing a combination of narcissism, self-righteousness, manipulation, and threats to domesticate African comrades and achieve his selfish aims. Now, I mean, people, like I said, used to call this race baiting. This is out and out racism. This is going around telling ordinary South Africans that a man who has spent 40 years in the African National Congress fighting for equality in South Africa essentially hates African people. And that is why the EFF is coming after him. That is an incredibly dangerous and inflammatory thing, you know, to say. Why did the lawyers choose the charges that they chose, considering what Mr. Malema has said? It talks about criminal defamation. It talks about crimen in injuria and, of course, also incitement to violence.
Look, the question that you also raised earlier, which is a primary question for me, is why do you choose now to fight Pravin Gordhan, quote unquote? Why is he the enemy? Why is corruption not the enemy? Why is malfeasance not the enemy? Why do you choose to defend those, as I've said, deeply implicated in corrupt acts when action is taken against them? Why the course of action? It is based on legal advice of what would reasonably be successful in court. So there's a criminal part to it, which is the criminal charges, criminal injuria, asking the South African police to look at incitement and then going to the Equality Court specifically on hate speech. Because that is relevant in terms of its mandate. So there's a civil leg to it and there's a criminal leg to it. But basically this is to say, I, as the minister, Pravin Gordhan, I'm testing my rights before court and before law enforcement, and I'm asking you to act. Because at some point, you know, you can't do nothing all the time, and this has got a long prologue until today. It started many months ago, and at some point you say, I want to assert my rights, and I want to see whether law enforcement will actually deal with this thing seriously and in a determined manner. And also to test the Equality Court to say, these attacks against me and my family continue. In fact, there are attacks against many other parties in society, like the Zondo Commission. So if it is based on what I allege to be hate speech, if it is indeed racist, as I interpret it to be, what say you? So it's a legal exercise, and we'll see what precedent can be established from these proceedings.
All right. Thank you very much. That is Public Enterprises spokesperson, Mr. Adrian Lekay. It's just gone 20 past 8.